AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate has a voting rights bill before it that represents a cornerstone of the Democratic agenda and a top priority for civil rights leaders. But AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani says prospects for passage are slim.
Democrats simply don't have the votes to advance voting rights legislation amid unanimous GOP opposition in the evenly split Senate. It would be a devastating defeat enabled by two Democrats who refuse to back rules changes that would overcome a Republican filibuster.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the filibuster rules.
This is about one party wanting the power to unilaterally rewrite the rule book of American elections.
Still, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
long odds are no excuse for this chamber to avoid this important issue.
Amid fears a Russian military buildup could be a prelude to an invasion, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week, meeting with its president in a show of support. Blinken will then go on to meet his Russian counterpart in Geneva. Meantime, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, says his country and Russia are planning joint military drills.
Lukashenko says the maneuvers will be conducted on Belarus's western border and also in the country's south, where it borders Ukraine. Ukrainian officials have warned that Russia could launch an attack from various directions, including from the territory of Belarus. Russia has denied having plans to attack its neighbor and in turn has accused the Ukrainian leadership of hatching plans to use force to reclaim control of Russian-backed rebel-held territories.
Stocks fell to a new low for the year on Wall Street today. The S&P 500 fell 1.8%, the Dow lost 1.5%, and the Nasdaq 2.6%. This is AP News. Deaths from COVID-19 are rising in the U.S. amid the wave of Omicron infections. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Health experts say they're finding it difficult to convey how the latest wave will still take so many lives when signs indicate the Omicron variant causes milder disease on average. In the U.S., the seven-day rolling average for daily COVID-19 deaths is back up to 1,700, with new cases still soaring in many states. Combined models from Pennsylvania State University forecast that a wave of deaths is headed for the U.S., cresting in late January or early February, with a projected 1.5 million Americans hospitalized. 50,000 to 300,000 more Americans could die by the time it subsides this spring. COVID deaths among nursing home residents started rising 2 weeks ago, but thanks to vaccines, it's at a rate 10 times less than last year. I'm Jennifer King.
The Biden administration's website for Americans to request free at-home COVID-19 tests is live, covidtests.gov. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.